Hello and welcome to my car in the middle of Cork City. I'm on my way from the boardwalk in Lapps Quay to the airport to collect some people. And this is the first in a series of audio boos connected with the iPad. I've made a decision to buy an iPad and I'm going to do my best to buy one tomorrow. And I'm going to do a number of short boos describing what actually the process is like of trying to buy an iPad. Well, the first thing I actually did after I'd made the decision was wonder where on earth I was going to get one. So I went on to Google. I went from Google to the Apple reseller store finder, and I put in Cork, and that brought me to the main reseller spot on Patrick Street in Cork, and I rang them up. Now, my first experience of ringing the reseller shop in Cork wasn't particularly good because I didn't get through to an expert on iPad sales. So after a bit of a drawn-out conversation with that person, where I really asked some fairly unfair questions of somebody who didn't, whose job it wasn't to know all about the details, I got passed to a lady who did know everything. So I had a conversation with her, and it looks like as if the first decision you have to make is which of six models would you actually like. Well, basically it's three models. It's a baby, a middle, and a top-end one. And then you have to decide whether you want to have a 3G version, one that can connect you to the internet anywhere, or whether you just want one that you can use in a Wi-Fi zone. So that basically is 16, 32, or 64, and then whether you want to pay 100 euros extra for the 3G capacity. So I went around in and out of these issues, but my biggest concern was, would I actually get one tomorrow? Is there going to be a queue at the shop? The reseller shop in the centre of Cork is going to open at 8:30 tomorrow morning. They're expecting a queue there, and I hate queuing, and I have other things to do later in the day. So I was trying to make a judgment about whether I was going to have to queue. I then discovered, having decided eventually that I'm not going to worry too much about the difference between the 32 and the 64 100 euro difference, I'm going to get whatever one they actually have, because they can't guarantee me that there'll be any one for me to have. But I'm going to, the next thing I realise is that that isn't the end of the story. You then have to get yourself some sort of a contract to get onto the internet, and there's a company called Three that are going to be present in the store tomorrow, and they're going to try to offer a number of packages, one of which is they say how much data you can upload and download, and then there's another aspect to it, which is whether you can where you can connect. So there's another level of payment you have to make every month ongoing after you've actually got your iPad, and that seems to cost anywhere between about 20 euros and 30 euros per month extra. So that's a charge I had forgotten about when I was thinking about buying the iPhone. Then there's a third level that I had to think about, which is the easiest level of all, which is what accessories do you want to have with the iPad? And I know that I just want to start off with something that will protect it in the event of me dropping it. And I'll leave the issues about, do I want a separate keyboard, or do I want a foam mattress on which to sleep it at night, or do I want a fur coat in which to wrap it, until a later occasion. So basically I have decided, and then I'll just finish this boo by telling you about the next thing I had to do. All the confusion about the SIM card and who I should buy it from ran me into the situation that I'm already a customer of O2. I buy my connectivity from my iPhone from O2. And the sensible thing to do was to ring O2 and to find out what O2 could offer me if I got an iPad tomorrow. And that's where everything was a disaster, because I ring 02 customer service and I get a message to tell me that the wait is over 5 minutes. So clearly they haven't staffed up to deal with the customer demand, or else they haven't got technology to carry me. Either way, it's totally unsatisfactory as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to hang on for 5 minutes. I'm going to drive to the airport. So I'll do more later, but that's the sort of mentality I'm in. I will report on, you know, what happens next later. So it's Paul O'Mahony, over to you on a really lovely, fine afternoon here in Cork from my motor car. Goodbye.